Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Got Bucks Lust. I love my Milwaukee Bucks. Got Bucks Lust.
1250 AM The Fan. Is that Rami Makhlouf I hear? Doing a little Bucks Lust?
No, it is.
Rami Makhlouf joining us on Thursdays.
I'm literally dancing around my apartment right now, Bart.
You know,
dancing
people have requested this multiple times.
They were requesting it all day yesterday for Eddie's birthday. I must have played Bucks Lust a dozen times in the 3 hours I was on the air yesterday.
Well, I mean, you already worked 3 hours show. That's not anything. Why not make it a 2 hour show? Just play this 12 times. You got to figure it out. I'm Bart. That's Rami. You guys can get in with us. 799-1250. I hear the echo again.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is there anything I can do to fix that? What do I got to do? How do I fix it?
I don't know if it comes over the air really good. It does, though. It sucks.
I never hear it on the air when I have people doing this. My guy Cody Decker, when he joins the show, he uses this setup we're using. He never has an echo. I think it's on your end.
Do you have Skype? I can't do this.
On my phone? No, I don't, because it's 2021 and everybody's using Zoom. Why are you using Skype? Are we really doing this? You really? Is it that bad?
I don't know. It bothers me. Yeah, dude, I got it. I can't. I'm not doing a hit like this.
Tell me where you want me. You want me to just call it on the phone? I can just call it on the phone.
I don't know what to do. Oh, I could try to get Zoom up, but it's going to take 15 minutes.
Yeah, that could be a problem. I don't have Skype on my phone. Who's using Skype? Everybody's using Zoom now. Why would I use Skype? Is Skype, will that come up on your computer quicker? Can I just go?
Did you see what happened the week that I think you were off a week? All of our computers went from Windows 7 to Windows 10. Like, they automatically upgraded. The one we use in the studio actually went back down to Windows 3. And I don't know what happened, but it actually went back down. You know that computer that they're like, hey, you never know, like, how it started, how it's going, and they show Steve Jobs in his garage. It's like, this is where Apple started. That computer is years ahead of the crap
we got in
there.
The one that takes up the whole garage?
Yeah.
The one that takes up the entire garage? Yeah. Our whole studio is just a computer now. It's just a computer and microphones.
Yeah, I got it. You got to call in. It's not working.
All right, dude. Fine. Hotline?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, Steve's in Brookfield. Steve, you just can talk to me while we work out Rami's bull crap.
Sounds good. Hey, guys. I just think that was a very great game last night. The only thing I don't like about it is that the refs let a superstar stay in the game. You cannot let that happen. It was so
If we
blatant.
Lost, Steve, that's all we're talking about today is that, again, bull crap.
That's right. If they would have lost, that's all we would have been talking about. I cannot believe that the refs played a role in that game. I mean, like I said, I'm glad we won. And Giannis's block, that was the decisive play too. But I just am so disappointed in how they controlled that game. The ref, I mean, it's almost like watching football out there. I mean, it really is. I know playoffs have always been hard. It's hard-fought battles, but that was ridiculous, man, last night. And, gosh, I don't know, man. I know we can play bully ball with these guys, and I want people to give credit to Bud on something. When Aiden went off on us before, when did he have 20-some points, whatever? Well, they stopped that immediately. You don't see that happening. I mean, he's going to get rebounds because he's a big boy. But you know what, though? Offensively, he was shut down. And he's been shut down since that happened. So they got the pick and roll kind of figured out. And to win, I mean, I don't even think we shot real, real good last night. And we won that game. It's such a huge game to win in Phoenix if we can win that game. Because if we can win game five, there's no way it's going back to Phoenix. Because Milwaukee, we deserve the championship. But I want to win that championship on our home floor and let everybody celebrate on our floor. I don't want to celebrate out in Phoenix. I want to do it on our floor, and I know we're good enough to do it. So we can smell it. I mean, we're close.
It smells good.
Yes, and we can. And players are going to play. Like, Lopez was a little disappeared last night, you know. He didn't really play like he could. And, yeah, everyone knows how they could have a much better game. And I think that's going to be the deciding factor in game five because we probably will get a little more out of those two and maybe a little less from Middleton. We're always going to get our points from Giannis. That's why I think we're going to win game five. I just do. I think we're better than these guys. Just pound the paint and beat the hell out of these guys.
Yeah.
That's where it's at. It's just that simple. Just don't let the Zebras dictate it because how many people are saying right now, is that not a foul? I have so many people calling me going, isn't that a foul?
Well, it's not like it's a debatable thing. He tackled him. He purposely did it.
Yeah, did you see the ref, though? If you look at that, the ref is standing right there. What more does he need to see?
He needs to see a different name besides Devin Booker.
That's right, because anybody else, that's a foul. Anybody else. But I don't know. I don't think they're paid not to make calls. I just think it sure looks pretty bad when you can see something so blatant that, come on now, the dude fouled. That's why they took him out of the game for those 5 minutes. They were up by seven when he was out of the game. They just couldn't hold him. Why? Because Milwaukee was relentless. They just were. Middleton, they always say Middleton doesn't show up. Well, he showed up last night.
Do you have Bucks lost, Steve?
Oh, man, I'm telling you right now, we're going to win this thing. I mean, don't count Milwaukee out. Yeah, I don't even care if we lose. If we lose game five, I don't care. I'm not counting. These guys.
If we would have lost last night, I would have counted. I wouldn't have counted them out, Steve. Thanks for the call, buddy. Rami's back on the phone.
I am. How does this sound, Bart?
Rami's back on the phone.
How does this sound, Bart?
We still have an echo. We still have an echo.
How about now? I was using my headphones. Is this
no,
better?
I'm kidding. I was just repeating what I said, pretending to be an echo.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I just pulled my headphones out.
That's no, put your headphones back in. I know how hard it is to do a 20-minute hit.
Hold on.
I mean, it's funny. People that I know will be like, hey, you're in radio. My electronics are broke. Can you fix it? Here's some wires. I'm like, I don't know what those are.
All right. Here I am, Bart.
So yesterday was Eddie J. Lemberger's birthday, and he actually did call in to my show finally again.
Oh, nice. He didn't call in to my show yesterday. What's up with that?
I don't know. He called in. That's how I found out it was his birthday. No, Toby Facebook stalked him to find out it was his birthday. I forgot about that.
Good job, Toby. That's good producing, man. Good producing.
A caller alerted me. I double checked.
Oh, okay. All right. But I'm seeing now more stations, and he was interviewed on Channel 12, Frank tells me. Eddie Lemberger's finally getting some run. And I'm not trying to be like, oh, he was on here first. I'm so happy for the guy. I want
He's him. Our guy.
He's our guy,
he's
but
our guy, Bart.
Normally I would be like, oh, people, it's our
I'm
thing, but it's Eddie's thing.
Get taken notice.
Yeah, me too.
I said yesterday it was the Rami show bump that he's getting, but I'll chalk some of it up. It's the 1250 bump, Bart. We did this together, you and me.
Well, we did do it together because I was going to play it, but I had found out that you already played. I was going to play it one morning, and I found out you played it the night before.
It was, and you have that advantage, Bart. You and I, we have similar eyes on what we think makes good content. You always have that advantage that you work in the morning, and if it comes out in the morning, you get it before I do. You were off that Friday.
Mm.
So I saw it on a Friday afternoon just as the playoffs were starting.
So I got it first because you had that Friday off, and I couldn't be more pleased.
The Bucks won last night. The series is tied up. I have not given up. I still feel like chairs on Wisconsin Avenue will be – people are into it now. Now I have some pressure. Now I got to figure out what to do because I set up a chair on Wisconsin Avenue, assuming that's
another
where
one?
The parade will be. I haven't set up another one yet. I've got a bunch that I'm ready to set up. I loaded into my car last night. I did a video last night. I don't know if you saw it.
I saw that. I retweeted it.
Okay, you saw that one?
Yeah.
How do you like my body?
You're beautiful, Bart. Your body is a wonderland.
I went from like having a gut to, oh no, now that thing just hangs over me. It hangs.
This doesn't happen overnight, Bart. I know. It doesn't happen overnight, man. You'll get there. You'll get there. You're going to have a six-pack before you know it.
Hey, 4 days in a row of 10,000-plus steps.
Keep getting those 10,000 steps in, man. Keep
4 days in a row. Yesterday was hard. Yes, thank you. Yesterday was hard. I had to the whole first half, I walked around my ottoman to get them.
You walked around your ottoman, like, while the game was going on, or what?
Yeah, the whole first half, I watched the game doing laps in my living room.
Whatever it takes, Bart. Whatever it takes.
Oh, it's hard. And I started parking farther away now at work. I park in the furthest spot away. That gets me a few extra steps.
The whole parking lot is 50 yards, Bart.
Yeah, but I used to like park out like outside the door.
Oh, I still do that.
Yeah. Well, now I don't. Now I get a little bit of a walk in. Got to get your steps where you can. Last night, where was your headspace? Did you think that they were coming back? Did you think that it was over? Where was your headspace?
I never really felt like it was over, Bart. But I couldn't believe what my eyes were seeing in the first half.
I kept not being able to believe how close it still was.
That's what I'm saying.
Despite like how they were playing.
The fact that the Suns let them hang around was probably the most surprising thing to me. They could have put the Bucks away. The Bucks are playing stupid basketball again for the first – well, not even just for the first half, all the way into the fourth quarter when they finally started figuring – the thing that kept them in it, though, was – We tend to focus on the offense and how dysfunctional that can be, and sometimes a really good defense can make up for that. I don't know if you've heard the Maklouf theorem, Bart. It's really complicated. See if you can stay with me here.
Oh, yeah.
The fewer points that you give up, the fewer points you have to score and still win a game, and the inverse is also true. The more points you score, the more points you can give up and still win a game. And the Maklouf theorem was at work last night because the Bucks defense was minimizing the damage that the Suns could do. And that's what kept them in the game when their offense was just abysmal and stupid and lazy and sloppy.
Can you say that again? I was DMing Peter Bukowski.
Okay. The less points you give up, the less points you need to score and still win. And the inverse is also true.
Oh, so you're one of those guys like, what are the keys to the game? And then you respond on Twitter, score more points.
Yes, but mine is a little more clever.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Where did you watch the game? Did you go and get hammered again?
No, I was at home. A buddy of mine, I got a friend who lives right up the street. Mm. It's been pretty cool since we moved back. We both moved back here at about the same time, right down the block.
Wow, isn't that kismet?
Totally, total coincidence. And he had gone, because I get off work a little later than a lot of people, Bart, so he went to the neighborhood bar to lock down a couple spots for he and I, and it was full. But he said there were no seats, so after that he just came over here and we watched the game over at my house.
James tweets in, guys, now is the time. The movement can begin now with you both on together. Hashtag Bucks Parade Chairs. I have a truck that we can collect a bunch and stake out our spot. So this is what I was telling you before. What I need to figure out is I want to put a chair back down there again, but I don't want it to get stolen. And people do want to put down chairs with me. So I want to do like, you know, this is a good old-fashioned radio, like, let's do this. There's always the fear that it will flop and I'll be the only one down there. But then there's also the fear that it's very successful. And then I have to like talk to people, like the cops come or the city comes. I got Mike the painter. He says he's going to be my muscle and he'll talk if it needs to happen. James now is volunteering his truck. Should I set up a chair and say, hey, people come and put chairs next to it? Should I try to coordinate a time?
Your first chair that disappeared when you put it out there. Do you know it was stolen, or do you think it might have been picked up by police or other city officials who thought it was?
You're right. I don't know that it was. I don't know. I said stolen. It could have been cities that's wrong of me.
Okay. Here's what I would do if I was you, Bart, and you wanted to seriously start this campaign. I would reach out to the city and let them know that you're trying to do this.
No.
So that they know why all those chairs are out there. And maybe even have, you know, not somebody standing there guarding them, but just a police officer on car patrol driving around the neighborhood, make sure nobody's taking those chairs.
No, that's no fun. It'd be more fun if we put a bunch of chairs together, chained them all together, so it was, like, impossible to remove.
That's another idea. There you go.
Because if the city's in on it, then it's like, okay, whatever, this is fine. But if it's, like, chained together and there's a bunch of chairs, then news crews drive by and they're like, what is this? We must do a story on it. You know?
I think the city would still take the chairs away, even if you chained them all. They got trucks. They can load that shit. They can load it up.
I got a tweet here. It says, Bart, stop trying to make yourself happen. Sparky is the only one on the station to listen to for bucks. Yeah. Sparky's good.
He's on the Pick and Save basketball postgame show after every game in the finals. I don't know if you know that or not.
I like when people are like, Bart, are you just trying to make attention for yourself? Oh, I don't know. Like, my livelihood depends on it.
Yeah, of course. We don't talk into microphones because we don't want attention.
my livelihood depends on if you listen to my show or not. No, I'm just gonna I'm just gonna sheepishly come in here and open the mic and say, "Hey guys, here's a press conference.
Don't pay attention to me, please.
Okay, here's another one. Okay, time to leave, sir."
No, we want all the attention. Look at us. Love us.
Yeah, look at me. Worship me. You know, be me.
Were you as frustrated with that first half last night as I was losing my damn mind?
No, because they were tied.
I was going crazy. But it shouldn't have been tied, Bart. This is the same thing they've been doing all playoffs, man. They're making it harder on themselves than they need to make it. I've been saying for the last couple of days, the Suns can't beat the Bucks. The Bucks can only beat themselves. And they went out last night and tried to. They tried to beat themselves last night. I don't know. I literally did not know what I was watching last night.
I'm trying to be complimentary towards Drew Holiday because he did do a lot of good stuff last night.
Oh, yeah. No, on defense, he's probably a microcosm of what I'm talking about with this basketball team.
Yeah, he's 4 for 20.
Yeah, but he was locking down Chris Paul and doing his thing on defense.
But it's the shots that he missed at the rim. It's like I've never seen – even Bledsoe, when Bledsoe was bad, he wasn't missing shots like this.
No, it was pretty bad on the offensive end for Drew Holiday for the majority of the night last night. And I guess maybe we just have to expect that from him a few nights. I don't know. We've only had Drew Holiday for a year, Bart. I think we're still learning and figuring out about this guy, and the playoffs is a whole different animal than the regular season, and he just hasn't been consistent. He's looked a lot like Chris Middleton in the playoffs in terms of the consistency that he gives you. Not the huge games that we've gotten from Chris Middleton. I don't think Drew Holiday has that in his offensive game, but he contributes more on the defensive side than Middleton does. He's just inconsistent, man. And I don't know what that was, but he made up for it on the defensive end last night, at least.
How stunned were you when Devin Booker stayed in the game after he tackled Drew?
I was losing my mind.
I mean, what are they doing?
What? And Bart, I'm not a conspiracy theory guy. I never have been. I mock conspiracy theorists. But calls like that, terrible calls like that, are exactly why this league has conspiracy theories flying around left and right about them. That this is fixed. That the referees want a certain outcome.
No, that's not true. What happened last night was the ref saw what happened, knew that Devin Booker had six, and negotiated with himself in his brain very quickly. Am I really going to send this guy out? These are the finals. I got to make sure that this is the call. And even though it was so obvious, he talked himself out of it. Then he lied after. And he didn't do it because he wants the Suns to win or there's a directive for the Suns to win. He was bad. He was bad.
I don't mind stars getting star calls. And Devin Booker is already a star in this league and one of the more high-profile guys in this series. So I get what you're saying. In a lot of instances, I'm always telling people, calm down about superstar calls. They happen in every sport, and if you have a superstar on your team, you're going to get them too. But that was just egregious. It was ridiculous. You can't not call that. That isn't even one of those borderline ones where you go through the thought process that you just talked about right there, where you're going, I can't can't follow this guy out of the game on that. That's borderline. That's a gray area. There was no gray area about that. He looked like he was trying to foul him. That was the most – that's one of – I don't know if I'm being prisoner of the moment or this is recency bias. Literally one of the worst non-calls I've ever seen in my, I don't know, 35, 36 years of watching the NBA.
How old are you?
I'm 41.
You're over 40?
Yes, dude. I just look a lot younger than you.
Oh, no. You're over 40?
You didn't know this?
I knew you were older than me. I didn't know you were dipping into the second half.
It's not the second half.
Well, you ain't living longer than 80.
Oh, yeah, I am. I have good genes, Bart. My grandma lived till she was almost 100, on my mom's side.
What would the over-under on my lifespan be?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm going to put it at... Give me some history here. How long did your grandparents live?
My grandpa...
Is there a disease, heart disease, cancer in your family?
I lost a grandma when she was... I think she was only in her late 50s.
Hmm.
But then my grandpa lived till he was 80. And then my other grandparents, he passed in his mid-70s. My grandma's still kicking it in the 80s.
I'm gonna set your over-under at 73.
Yeah, 73 and a half. It's like the average male expectancy. You know, I got an unhealthy lifestyle.
You do. But now with those 10,000 steps, you're getting years back, Bart. You're getting years. You're buying years back with those steps.
Dude, it's exhausting. I've done 10,000 steps 4 days in a row. That's 40,000 steps in 4 days. I probably did 40,000 steps the whole month of June.
Did you consider doing what I said, adding to your routine, 10 push-ups, 10 sit-ups?
No, I don't know if you've seen my arms. The last time I tried push-ups, I snapped one of them in half. They are bird arms. They are twigs. My body looks like it's seven different people's bodies put together as like a makeshift body.
Mine too. You know what? Mine too. We have that in common, Bart.
I got like decent legs. I've got an ass that goes like inward. I've got no butt. My gut is, you've all seen it now. My arms are chicken arms. My face, I've got eyebrows, beard, and hair, and they're all different colors. So I don't know what's going on. Dan is in Racine. Let's get Dan on with Rami. What's up, Dan?
Bart, you are a hot mess, man.
I am.
And that's tough to deal with.
Yeah.
But you're doing a good job, though, man. At least you're putting an attempt. I do an attempt, too, until we have games like this, and then I find my maker's mark completely gone the next day.
Yeah, last night, yeah.
Where was that in the whey protein mix?
What?
I didn't catch that.
Did you hear that, Toby? What did he say?
No idea.
Something about putting maker's mark in a protein mix?
You know what? That might have been it. I didn't hear it, but when you said it, it sounds like that might be it.
So was that a mic drop moment?
No, I think he dropped off the line. He was trying to call earlier, and he dropped off the line, too.
Okay, so. He better have, because that made no sense. Is this Dan again?
I'll check.
That would have been like the kind of calls that's like, hey, Bart, how did the Bucks do? And then, I don't care. You look as stupid in a mask, click, you know? That's what that was feeling like for a second. I thought I was getting punked by Dan. Dan's calling back.
Dan's calling back. You sure you want to do this?
Yeah, yeah. Dan, it was like, why were you doing a mic drop off of a dumb thing you just said?
Bart, I don't know, man. Verizon's like letting me down. I'm going to have to call the Philippines and see what the problem is.
Oh, God, Dan.
Hey, so anyways, let's get to the heart of the matter here. And I'm going to be the obscure caller today because I don't think anybody commented on this yet. Ready for it?
Yeah.
So ready.
Did you see the Za'Darius Smith interview by, I think 12 caught him with a camera.
And I'm no, gonna- I didn't.
Player on.
Oh, my God, Dan.
Just drop him. Just drop him right
Dan,
now.
Dan, I got to let you go.
Play as a team like we all should.
Dan, I can't hear you.
He says, who's your favorite ball player on the Bucks? And Z says to him, I don't have a favorite ball player. They play as a team like we all should.
Oh!
Yeah.
See, Robbie, yes. I'm glad I kept this call.
I saw that, and that's not exactly what he said. He said teams win championships or something like that. It was
definitely a dig.
I don't think it was. I think that was him just trying to be funny and not pick one guy. Trying to be both funny and kind of politically correct by not picking one guy. That's what I took away from it. But we don't know. Everything else with this Aaron Rodgers thing, it's just pure speculation, trying to read between the lines and hash out what people are actually saying.
I don't like how much Aaron Rodgers keeps coming up, Dan. Thanks for the call, if that's what that was. I can't – like you and I, Rami, we're using these playoffs for good. I'm trying to bring people together.
Yeah.
Get them on, like, to Wisconsin Avenue. We're boosting Eddie Lemberger and giving him a great birthday. And there's these other stations that are like, I guarantee Rodgers is showing up tonight. And then everyone's talking about Rodgers before the game, and we're waiting to see if he's there. And what are we doing? It's very disgraceful. It is.
Bart, how long did you think people were going to ignore the fact that the MVP quarterback might not show up for work in less than 2 weeks?
Yeah, but the finals will be done before that.
Okay.
And there was no credence. It was a rumor started by.
I know some dude who has no blue check mark, barely any followers, and no.
Oh
no,
yeah, that guy. I saw him too.
Credibility whatsoever to speak of. I know. I saw it yesterday, and I didn't put any weight in it. I read it on the air, just kind of like yuck yuck is what this guy is saying. But I mean. Adam Schefter has been back on this story the last few days. This was only going to be a matter of time. It was only going to be a matter of time.
I just got a text from you.
Yes.
It says, I do Bart's show every Thursday, and right now we're doing the over-under on how long he'll live.
Yes.
Three laughing emojis.
Three laughing emojis.
Wrong person, sorry.
Wrong person, sorry. You had to read that on the air, right? Even though...
Who are you texting this to?
Is there anything you don't do on the air?
I mean, I did a video last night where my gut hung over my belly or my
I mean, but
wiener.
Is there anything you don't do for public consumption? Is there anything that's just for you?
Yeah, my family.
There you go. Boom. I texted the wrong person. You've never done that? I texted the wrong person. I was sending that to a friend of mine who listens to the station.
Oh, okay. That's pretty funny. You want to talk to Brick? Brick got his car stolen 2 weeks ago. What's up, Brick?
Does his phone work? I'm willing to talk to anybody whose phone works.
How's your how's your car situation?
It's still in the shop. I was told I might get it back the beginning of August, so that's fun.
Beginning of August? What did you do?
Oh, I didn't do anything. Someone stole my car.
Oh, someone stole your car. I thought it was car problems, like it was in the mechanic or something.
No, it got stolen, and they found it, and it was all beat up.
Yeah, okay. So it's because, they have to do, like, mechanical work on it, and they got to do body work on it, and they got to fix, some of the upholstery and stuff on the inside. So it's, like, got to go to, like, multiple places. It's probably why it's going to take forever, but.
Do you have a Kia? I hear Kias are getting stolen.
No, it was a Hyundai.
Hyundai, yeah. Kias and Hyundais are both getting stolen like crazy. So all they have to do is pop off where the key goes. You can take a screwdriver or a wrench, and it turns over. There's no security.
You should probably not be telling people this.
I think, guys, that Radio Joe took my advice. I said, if you ever have trouble selling cars, just steal a bunch of them, and then people will need new ones. All right.
That's just one way of thinking about it. But what I really want to get to the hot topic, and it's not Rodgers. It's not even the Giannis block. It's that Chance the Rapper was interviewed on TMJ4 after the game because he was there and said, if the Bucks win the title, and I say when, they win the title. He admitted he will write a new song for the Milwaukee Bucks. So my question, Mr. Lindberger worried about losing some Bucks Lost Thunder, as Chance the Rapper comes in and just drops a fire track about the Milwaukee Bucks.
No, Chance features guys on his albums. Why can't he feature Eddie?
Oh, I didn't even think of that. That would be just the world's greatest mashup. That might break the internet if that happens.
I'm way ahead of you. We talked about this the other day on the Rami Show. I want Eddie J, Chance the Rapper, Gucci Mane, and Sheryl Crow to get together, form a super group, and give us the greatest Bucks anthem that's ever been produced.
Brick, thanks. Good luck again. So whatever happened to, because Rami about a month ago said that he was going to have Eddie in studio, whatever happened to that?
COVID protocols, Bart, we're still not supposed to have guests in the building.
Yeah, we still can't. You're right.
I thought by now we could, but we can't. Hopefully when they win the whole thing, things will be, restrictions will be loosened up a little bit and we can get Eddie J in there for a live performance.
Nah, that damn Delta variant.
I know.
Hey, did you finish Loki?
No, shut up.
Oh.
I'm going to do it tonight. Shut your mouth.
It's pretty good. It's different than what you might expect, huh?
How did you watch it?
I watched it on my drive home yesterday.
Oh, my God, dude. You're doing that again?
What was the finale?
While you're driving?
What was the finale? I put my phone where the dash is, and I synced the audio with the Bluetooth. It's not like I'm watching it in my lap.
Yeah, but eyes on the road, dude.
Dude, I got the road mapped out, and I could do it blindfolded.
Do you have a self-driving car?
No, but I could do it blindfolded.
I'm pretty sure that's illegal. I'm pretty sure you're admitting to a crime right now on the air.
Oh, yeah? Well, I sell drugs, too. And who's going to stop me?
Not your address.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't. I've got some leftover Percocet that I need to throw away, but other than that... I had a bad headache for a while, is what I told him. All right, well, I think we're good here. I do have one more question for you. What do you think, and obviously the way that this series goes will determine it, but, like, what do you think this game is remembered for the most? You had Middleton going, yeah, I think it is the block, too. You had Middleton going for 40. You had Booker going for 40. You had the play where he should have fouled out. But it's the block. I think the block is what's kind of emerging here is the main thing.
And Bart, our brains are weird the way that they work. And, like, so visuals are really big for us in terms of how we remember things, what we remember about it. And I don't know if you've seen it. Well, not even, I can't just say it from so many different camera angles, and both in the video and in the pictures that we've seen since then. It's just like, it's a moment. It's a moment that was caught either in moving pictures or in still pictures. And I think because of that, that's what people are going to remember about that game. I mean, a lot to remember about that game, despite the fact that the Bucks played stupid and played like garbage for three quarters plus. It was still a pretty great game in terms of the intensity and the back and forth, and that it was close the whole time. It was a really, really good basketball game, despite the frustration of watching the Bucks play just bad basketball for a while there.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do for game six?
Not sure yet.
Oh, wait.
Five. Yeah, I've been doing that, too. I don't know what it is.
I feel like we're a game ahead. Yeah.
Because it's taking so long. Game six is what? Or I just did it again. Game five is what? Sunday? We have to wait till
Saturday.
Sunday for game five? Saturday? Okay. Oh, yeah. That's right. It is Saturday. No real plans. I don't know. We'll see what I get into. A friend of mine is having a moving out fire in the backyard, so might go do that if they have the game on. I don't know. We'll see.
I was talking earlier about how, because I always bring this up when I think of big games on the weekends at, like, random times. You know, you don't schedule a wedding certain days in this state, but I think of the people that scheduled a wedding for, the middle of July, not thinking they were going to have to worry about anything, and I thought, boy, that would suck if your wedding's this weekend. And then a guy I know from Fondy, Dave, called in and said, my daughter's getting married on Saturday during the game.
I had a guy call in who said his wedding was going on during game six of the Eastern Conference Finals. No, but here's the thing, Bart. It just turned into the thing at the reception. Everybody was into it. They put it on all the TVs, the bride included. Everybody was down with that being the thing at the wedding reception, and then they won, and they had two reasons to party. He said it was great, so embrace it if you have.
Yeah, okay. When I talked to Dave, I told him that the day's about your daughter, but I didn't ask if she was a Bucks fan, so maybe she does. But I think Dave would have volunteered that information too.
Yeah, man. I think you just have to embrace it and weave it into your festivities.
Because I hate when sports are all the time. I hate when they get ruined. I hate when they get woven into weddings. I don't know why I am so personal about this. It didn't happen at mine. I was just hoping,
because, you know, I'm the big selfish Bart. I wasn't thinking about anybody else and how this might affect them and their schedules and their lives. I was really hoping the Bucks could get this done in five, because every other game of this series well, potential elimination game of this series is on a work night. It's on a school night. I don't know if I can come in the next day to host an afternoon show after the celebration that we're going to have when the Bucks win this thing.
Air at 6, man.
I know. I don't think you can.
They win the finals. I got to talk at 6?
Yeah. That's what I said. Can we all just agree, sports media included, we're just going to take a day off, then we'll reconvene and talk about a Bucks championship?
I'd be okay with that. No way, man. We're the gathering spot here. We're the Deer District of the radio.
We can gather 24 hours later. We don't have to gather the day after while we're all nursing the worst headaches of our lives.
Hey, I was going to let you go, but then our guy J-Mo is calling in from Bayview.
J-Mo.
What's up?
Hey.
There's the passion and energy.
You know that logo that you despise for all the Wisconsin teams?
Yeah, Wisconsin and Packers and Brewers and Bucks all as one logo.
Yeah. Well, our friends to the south have made their own, and it's pretty ghastly as well. I saw a decal. I couldn't get a picture because I was going 92 miles an hour at the time, so it wouldn't have been very clear. But you got that front half of the C for the Cubs attached to the back half of the C for the Bears, and then beneath that you got half of the Indian for the Blackhawks merged with half of Benny the Bull's face.
Well, Rami likes those teams. Have you seen that logo, Rami?
I have seen that logo, yeah.
Is it bad?
It's what it is. I'm guessing that's going on in just about every sports market.
Oh, but I hate it. I just hate it.
It's one of those things, Bart, that I keep telling you about. Like, why are you bothering hating it? Why are you wasting the energy on hating it?
Well, because I really hate the Bears logo because I see the Bears logo every day, 3 times a day when I sit on the toilet.
Oh, zing!
We got him, J-Mo. We got him good.
Oh, do you feel the burn there, Rami?
Yeah, Rami.
I think you need some ointment.
Bad jokes. Are we going to ever do Barnack again?
We'll do Barnack again. Where's this echoing now? What, J-Mo?
No, that's really all I wanted to call in and let you know about because but that and the you're the crunch in my crunch berries.
Yeah, well, you're the dingle in mine, J-Mo.
That's what I was hoping for. Have a lovely day.
All right. Rami.
Yes.
You ever just, when you're on the air, you ever just take a moment and think, what am I doing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. But then I remember, we're just having fun.
Yeah, we're just
none of this matters. None of this matters, Bart. I try to remind people sometimes, even in the NBA Finals, like your life is going to be fine. If it's fine right now, if they don't win it, your life will be fine the next day. You'll wake up.
This is not. No, don't talk about this.
Loved ones. I mean, I get into it. Don't get me wrong. I get into it when it's going on, but sometimes take a step back, look at the big picture, and you know appreciate what you got, Bart.
Just when I thought you were fully in on this Bucks thing, and I was accepting you as an outsider, you're telling me how none of this matters.
That's how I feel about all sports.
If you were a true Wisconsin sports fan and
Bucks
fan.
No, this is how I feel about all the teams that I root for, Bart.
Yeah, well, then you're an idiot.
We have to remind ourselves none of this matters.
Sports are more important than anything. Weddings should be built around sporting events.
You almost walked out of work the other day so you could go see your son?
Oh, I love him so much.
So work isn't more important than everything.
Yeah, but my son's going to play sports.
Is that the only reason you love him so much? Because you know he's going to be an elite athlete?
Yeah, I love him. I've loved him ever since I saw him throw a ball for the first time.
So Before that, you were unsure?
Yeah, before that, I just felt like I was babysitting.
Midwest Ballers tweets that if Giannis can come back from that knee injury, you should be able to talk on the radio the day after we win it all. Shrug emoji. I'm not Giannis, man. I'm not Giannis. You're holding me up to the standard of Giannis? You're holding Bart up to the standard of Giannis?
That's the standard I want to be held to that standard. I strive for greatness.
But not physically.
Well,
this
clearly.
This is a physical issue, Bart, in terms of Giannis' recovery time versus yours and my recovery time. It's not the same. A hangover is going to do more to me and Bart than hyperextending a knee did to Giannis.
I got one more question for you as a comedian.
Yes.
Are farts funny?
Are sports funny? Is that what you said?
Farts. Like,
barf? Throw up?
F-A-R-T-S. Farts.
Oh, yes. Yes. Definitely funny.
Farts always are funny, but fart jokes are not funny.
They can be.
No.
I think jokes about anything can be funny.
Even like tragedies?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Time and place, context, everything can be funny.
Yeah, okay. What about you? When's that going to happen?
I'm not ever funny. That never happens. Actually, Bart, I don't know if you saw my tweet yesterday. I got some pretty good stand-up comedy news for yours truly yesterday. I can't share it just yet, but pretty good stuff coming up soon, Barty.
Oh, is this like the time you were going to be on Conan?
No, no, it's not. Thanks for reminding me of that. The guy who I knew who worked on Conan stopped working on Conan. And then there was a pandemic. Now Conan is gone. He's going to HBO Max. Maybe I'll get on there.
All right, buddy. Well, I look forward to whatever your news is.
It's pretty good. Pretty, pretty, pretty good.
Can you text me and I won't tell anyone?
I will text you right after we hang up.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
But seriously, don't say it on me.
I would never.
Because you're...
Yeah, but I only do that for, like, the fun stuff. I would never betray your trust.
Okay. All right. You almost did it again today, by the way.
I know.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Bye, buddy.
Love you, buddy.
I love you, too. Rami Makhlouf. He's got a show on the station. Yeah, Rami. Rami's got a show on the station, 3 to 6 p.m., which is too late for him after a celebration. That's a little disappointing. Window Select won't disappoint you. 262-703-3500, windowselect.com. 262-703-3500, windowselect.com. They have a buy one, get one deal on windows. I will explain that to you. I'm happy to. When you buy a window, the next window that you get is free. All right? So you're getting two windows, one of those you didn't pay for. Now, if you buy four windows, two that you get are free. It's pretty good. There's no limit on this. So let me show you this. If you get 200 windows, 100 are free. No limit. Window Select, wanting to make sure that you get a higher quality of window at an affordable rate. They can do doors, customizable doors. Those are beautiful. They can make them for you. And siding as well, get the whole thing done. You don't have to make any payments with them for a full year. And it all comes with a double lifetime warranty. These are high quality, energy efficient products, which also are going to help you save money in the long run with your energy bill, your heating and cooling. So check them out, 262-703-3500, 262-703-3500, windowselect.com. More from you guys coming up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You know, he could have gone for 50 plus tonight. I wanted to get him in maybe a minute earlier than I did. You're just holding on, trying to get as many stops and solid possessions as you can, but it's not an ideal situation. But I thought we managed it well tonight. We were able to get him back in when the game was still tight, and we actually had the lead, I think. And so the thing that's on my mind more than anything is how many possessions we gave them tonight, especially with us shooting the ball as well as we did. Certainly didn't generate enough threes, only 23. But to your point, it's not an ideal situation, but I thought we handled it better than I thought.
It's Monty Williams, head coach of the Suns. I do think they handled Booker's fouls pretty well. Normally, I get upset at these coaches because a guy will have two fouls or three fouls and you yank him out and you sit him for much longer than the guy finishes the game with three fouls. Get out there. I know they're going to test you and come at you, but I'd rather have the guy out there than save him and have it wasted time. But the Suns managed that well. It's just... Well, I was just going to say then he fouled out later, but he didn't. He was immortal last night for some reason. So, yeah, maybe the Suns are regretting that because if they're like, well, if Booker would have got nine fouls, if we knew that coming in, he's going to get nine fouls, then we would have just kept him in there. Bucks win last night. Wendy's Big Show coming up to keep talking about it with you, Rami, as well. Bucks win 109-103. Game 5 is Saturday night in Phoenix. You know that crowd is going to be crazy. As both of these teams, and I think the broadcast has done a good job of really hammering that home that, look, these are teams that are not used to this. These are fan bases that are not used to this. The Deer District, district with 1D looks as good as ever, and the rain came through and stayed off, so that was really good to see. How about you, Toby? How about the thing that sticks out for this game? I asked that to Ramdog, the one thing that sticks out in this game. Are you working? Are you doing something else?
What's up?
What are you doing?
I was cutting some collars.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry. I just brought you in there and then.
Yeah, my bad.
No. You're doing your job.
What are we discussing?
Well, why don't you just pick up where I left off?
Sure thing. So Giannis, I think.
Yeah, kind of. What do you think is the thing that sticks out from this game? Like, what will this game go down for?
Well, the singular image has got to be the block.
Yeah.
The performance overall has got to be Middleton, but there's no one play by Middleton that really sticks out.
Even though he tied the game and extended the lead.
Yeah, he was awesome, and he played really well down the stretch, but there's not a singular, you know, step back three or pull up mid-range jumper or anything like that that's super spectacular. They're all typical Chris Middleton plays that he did, you know, coming down the stretch, but that Giannis play was spectacular. You know, people are arguing whether that's the greatest finals block of all time, so of course that's going to go down as the image that sticks for game 4 of the 2021 NBA Finals.
What do you think, like, the Bart and Toby of Phoenix are talking about today? Like, what are they talking about? How this one got away from them?
Is Chris Paul overrated?
Wow, yeah.
Is he really the point god?
Yeah, Chris Paul, that's a lot of turnovers last three nights.
What's wrong with Chris Paul? Is he too tired? Can he not hold up with the whole series? Is Devin Booker going to be the next Kobe Bryant? Those are the kind of things you're talking about in Phoenix.
Why is Jay Crowder shooting more than DeAndre Ayton? Why is Torrey Craig so bad? I thought he was going to be good.
How do you let an inconsistent superstar like Chris Middleton go off for 40 points?
How do you not take advantage of awful Drew Holiday? 4 for 20. Giannis doesn't have a bag. He sucks. Milwaukee's a terrible city.
Giannis can't move, and he's still dropping 26, 40, 40, 20 every night.
J.J. Watt needs to pick a team, Suns or Bucks. That kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, probably. I don't know. It's interesting. Mike Budenholzer talked about the block, Giannis's block on DeAndre Ayton at the end of the game.
Their connection in the pick-and-roll game, their ability to make plays is very good. And Giannis just made a spectacular block, a spectacular play, his ability to cover ground and get to that point, get to the top. You know, that's an NBA Finals special moment right there. And we're going to need more of them. You know, his impact on the game on both ends of the court, it's a big-time block. You know, that's what he's capable of.
Where does – because there's so many things, and we have covered, you know, pretty much anything, everything. There's so many things that are coming out of Game 5, whether it's, you know, afterwards or beforehand or actually during the game itself. I'm collapsing here. I'm just excited. Where is this going to rest in finals lore?
Be honest, this was the second game in a row you went out early in the first quarter. I'm just curious what was going on there.
I wanted you guys say politely? I wanted to take a tinkle. A tinkle? Yeah. I wanted to take a tinkle. It came back. Yeah. That's polite, right? Yeah. Tinkle is polite, yeah.
Wow, one dude is like dying of laughter in the back. Who is that?
Yeah. That's it.
Oh my God. He had to pee.
That was Plucker.
Yeah. All right. Are you covering 6 or didn't they tell you yet?
I haven't gotten a confirmation email yet.
Okay.
Hopefully so.
We're hoping to have a couple of you guys down there when they clinch this thing.
Yeah, Bucks and 6, baby.
Oh, as always, it's for the culture. I mean, we already did Bucks and 6 just to get into the finals, which was euphoric enough. But if they actually pull it off in the finals, it will be insane. They got to take care of business Saturday before we can really start, you know, making that a reality. Although I am still trying to figure out how to organize the chairs. I think the best bet is I'll start with a couple of chairs, put them down, and then have you guys add to them. But I'll try to come up with something today. Today, what am I going to do tonight? No Brewer game? Oh, USA plays Martinique. That's right, Gold Cup. I'll watch that tonight.
Pass.
Oh, no, you got to come in tonight. We're doing Gold Cup post-game shows.
Oh, my bad. I forgot about that. Yeah, I'll be here.
Yeah, I need you to produce.
Yeah.
Also, meet me on the 9th green at 9.
Sure thing.
If you could. We'll do that as well. So, yeah, we got Friday. Friday, I'm going to try to check in with a lot of, like, old Bucks friends. I'm going to try to do that tomorrow throughout the show. Old friends of our show regarding the Bucks. And then on Saturday, of course, is Game 5 between these two squads. Giannis, 26 points. Middleton, 40. Drew, 4 of 20. That has got to get figured out, man. That has got to get figured out. And also, does the tinkle thing need to get figured out? Like I joked about it before, but the Bucks, there's going to be a meeting or a conversation that the Bucks have, whether it's with Suki Hobson or the trainers or the coaches or whoever, to try to figure out how to make sure Giannis doesn't have to pee in the first few minutes of a game. That is going to be a conversation that this team has. Everything they've tried to do throughout these playoffs with adjustments and drop coverage and defending the pick and roll, all of those things, they are going to have to figure out how to make Giannis not pee. It's weird.
Yeah, if Giannis can be fresh, not have to use the bathroom early, and if CP3 is still worn out, Bucks and 6 is going to happen.
I feel good about it. We'll talk more tomorrow coming up at 6. Wendy's Big Show up next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.